New York Times reporter Judith Miller testifies before a grand jury, ending her silence in the investigation into whether White House officials leaked the name of a covert CIA operative. Sunni insurgents hit two Shiite towns in 2 days with brutal bombings that killed more than 110 people, apparently aiming to scare Shiites from the polls ahead of a crucial vote on the new constitution. Funerals were held for two Palestinians killed when Israeli soldiers raided the Balada refugee camp outside the West Bank city of Nablus. 5 Palestinian gunmen have been slain by Israel in the West Bank in the last 2 days. A school bus overturned on a New York expressway Friday, injuring dozens of children. Scores of emergency workers responded to the crash scene on the Major Deegan Expressway, where the bus with 46 children and 8 adults flipped onto its side. For the first time, biologists have documented gorillas in the wild using simple tools to perform rudimentary tasks, such as poking a stick in a swampy pool of water to check its depth. Until now, scientists had seen gorillas use tools only in captivity.